from today, we're going to talk about the famous, probably the most famous prohibition associated with Ayin Hara, and that is counting of Jews. For example, counting a population, a census, counting a minyan, counting how many people do we have in the room. That is the prohibition based on Parshas Ki Tisa. Ultimately, what we're going to wind up today is there simply a problem counting verbally in writing, or is there also a problem of thinking? In other words, you want to look around the room and see if we have a minyan, and in your head, as opposed to verbally, you're counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, we have a minyan with 10, but that you're not actually saying, you are simply thinking about it. So that's what we'll ultimately end off with. This is a very long topic. We're only going to scratch the surface today. And we're going to start with the source in Parshas Ki Sisa. And it says as follows, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe le'emor, Ki Sisa es Rosh Bnei Yisrael. When you count, Klal Yisrael v'kudeyem v'nasnu ish kofer na'ashol ha'shol b'fkod ha'sam, each person is going to have to give something in place of counting themselves, because otherwise, if you count Jews, it's going to be a negative, it's going to be a plague on Klal Yisrael. So Rashi says as follows, what does that mean, v'lo yebem negative? So there won't be a plague, there won't be a punishment. Shaminyan sholet bo ayin har. These are the operative words. And minyan, counting of Jews, that causes there to be an ayin hara. Vahadever ba aleihem. And there will be a plague. There will be a pestilence upon them. K'mosha matzina bidmei David, as we saw in the times of David, that David HaMelech, by mistake, he counted Klal Yisrael and it caused tens and tens of thousands of Jews to pass away. So next point here is we want to understand what's the reason that Rashi that we saw based on Chazal, that the minyan sholeh b'ayin hara, that when you're counting and you know a specific number of people, that causes there to be a ayin hara. Why is that so? So in fact, the Abarbanel tells us as follows, v'zehu sibas hanegif ha-magia l'ma'aminyan. So why is that? What's the reason that we have an attack, a pestilence, a disease that would attack Klal Yisrael when they would be counted? Kibiyos haminyan gadol me'od. Because when you have a large number of people, meriboy hadvarim hanimnim, from the expanse, from the number, the large number of people that are counting, that is what causes there to be an ayin hara. And accordingly, the punishment is that they should diminish. That's why there will be a plague in the land. That's why there will be a dever, and some people will die to decrease that number. So we see here the Abarbanel explaining this concept that the minyan sholeh b'ayin hara, that when you count, you have an ayin hara. When you have a lot of people together, that is what causes the ayin hara. It's similar to an individual that has wealth, and he may show it off, or has hatzlacha, good looks, whatever that case may be, that is causing there to be an ayin hara. There's something of substance, something there that causes the ayin hara. So too, when you count and there are a lot of Jews, that causes the ayin hara. So that leads to the question, you should have an ayin hara only when there are a lot of Jews. But how about if you don't have a lot of Jews? For example, 10, a minyan is just not a lot of Jews, and maybe even less than a minyan, we would say. Certainly, if the minyan's not a problem, less than. Where's the ayin hara here that we have the minyan is shlole, the ayin hara is sholeh b'minyan when you have a lot of people based on Abarbanel? What if it's not a lot? A minyan doesn't seem to be very much. So there's a nice explanation of this brought in the Sefer Ayin Hara, and he says that if you look at the drasha, which is the source for knowing that you need 10 men above the age of bar mitzvah for a minyan, it's based on the pasuk v'niktashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, that you should sanctify me within b'nei Yisrael, and there's a double gzeir shava. We're not going to go through the limud here, but it's learned based on the word toch and etc. So it's brought down in the Gemara, and ultimately, we learn the niktashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael when we have a davar shel kedusha, for example, kaddish, kedusha, and baruchu, and other things as well. You need a minyan. That's the source for it. So, from this drush of Chazal, we learn that the maila and the insignificance of 10 individuals of Klal Yisrael, which make up a minyan, is as if that's a tzibur. That's as if we have a tzibur shalom shalom Yisrael. 10 yechidim, 10 individuals makes up a tzibur. That's like a whole Klal Yisrael, that minyan. And accordingly, we can say as follows, im ken shelefichah ki yesh linog ben es kol halacha shenikvu al Klal Yisrael, because we have a minyan, and they're representative of all Klal Yisrael, v'niktashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, so we should apply to them all the halachas that apply to Klal Yisrael as well. And inclusive of that is this halacha of not counting Jews, just like we cannot count Jews on a communal basis, basis, on a national basis, so too you cannot count a minion of Jews. If this is the explanation, by the way, parenthetically, why wouldn't we be able to count fewer Jews than 10? Do we have a mezumin, etc.? But we will leave that as an open question. So where we are right now is we have explained, what does that mean that the Ayin Hara is sholet b'minyan? Sh'aminyan sholet b'Ayin Hara. Counting Jews, it sounds like a ton of Jews, as we said in the Barbanel, but truth be told, at least when you have a minyan, that is considered a ton of Jews. That is considered a lot of Jews. So now we have our final question for the day. Does this only count if we are counting them 1, 2, 3, we're saying it out loud, or how about b'machshava, we're simply thinking of it? So the Grach Pelagi says as follows, lo yimane haminyan le gulgoles, lo b'shalashon laz, v'lo b'shalashonas. When we're talking about the prohibition of counting Jews directly, not counting something that represents them, for example, counting a shekel that each one gave or something like that, this applies that you can't count them in any language. It's not a matter of Echad Shtayim Shalosh, 1, 2, 3, but even 1, 2, 3, or whatever language it may be, it's the same thing. And even Lashon HaKodesh, every language is the problem. Eli Yimane Be'umdana, you can count by estimating, not direct counting. Uva Machshava L'Mara'enav, or you could also count B'Machshava. Machshava is not counting outwardly, verbally, but just thinking the numbers, counting in your head, that would be acceptable as well, says the Grach Pelagi. And the question is, why is that? Because you're still counting, whether you verbalize the words or you don't verbalize the words. Why should that matter? The bottom line is we are achieving a number and we are counting Jews. I am counting Jews, even if I'm just thinking about it. So the Meiri says as follows, Eina hezek ayin hara ela b'riya matmedet. The real problem of causing the ayin hara is when you have an ongoing looking at somebody. It's not a cursory look at somebody that causes the ayin hara. Then it has to be an arichus. It has to be something more significant. That is what causes the ayin hara. So what does that mean? Kilomar shiriya ikrais ba'ayin hara ina mazik. If you're just looking at a quick glance, a short ri'iya, that is not going to cause an ayin hara. Im kain huadin kan. So we would say the same thing here. That was based on what the Meiri was saying. Excuse me. That was based on what the Meiri was saying. That if you have a quick glance, that's not going to be a problem. That's not going to cause an ayin hara. So we'd say the same thing as it applies to here. If we're simply thinking about the number, we're counting, but in our head, that would be similar to a quick glance. It's nothing permanent, and accordingly, we would say that is not going to cause an ayin hara. So the bottom line here is that we see that this prohibition of counting Jews, it applies to a minyan as well. But the question is, does it apply to machshava, even just thinking? And we said that no, machshava is not permanent enough to cause an ayin hara. That'd be like taking a quick glance at people, even though we're achieving a number. But as long as we're not verbalizing it, it would be permitted to count all in our heads. That's not going to cause the ayin hara. Have a wonderful day.